Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. We're going to start this episode like we do every week. Annette is sharing one of you who is using our hashtag on Instagram. It's hashtag STR Share Sunday. And of course, STR stands for short-term rental. This is where we share your amazing short-term rentals that you've brought to life and you're sharing with travelers from all over the world. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
This week, we are sharing at black.barn.ranch.
Ooh.
Again, at black.barn.ranch. It is hosted by Sean and Lindsay, and it is in San Luis Obispo, California.
Nice.
And I have to make a little note here that you can also follow Lindsay on Instagram at The Pleated Poppy. I always like when I see people using their social media to promote their short-term rentals. So she's using her social media to promote their, not only their family residence that is online, but also the Black Barn Ranch, which I'm going to call it a barn dominium. I don't know if that's really what it is, but it is fabulous. It's on their property. They have 2.5 acres right outside the city. And like it says, it is a black barn and it is gorgeous. It is so gorgeous. And it just gives you that feel that you can be on their 2.5 acres on the ranch and just but have an experience. It's up-leveled. It's beautiful. They have some outdoor spaces there, but it is, it's on the second story of their barn. So check it out. It's 2 bedrooms. It's 1 bath and it has a kitchen, living room, dining space, laundry, and it even has like an outdoor deck up top so you can look out and watch the sunrise, sunset. And the design is just, it's clean, it's dialed in, and they are like, you just want to go there and get cozy. And I'm down for the cozy. And it's also kid-friendly. And they give a lot of the kid-friendly tips in there. So I like when houses do that, even though Sarah and I, we don't travel with children, but I like that houses, when owners let people know if it's going to be.
Either way.
Yeah, let them know.
Either,
I say this all the time. I used to host a place with concrete floors and no bathtub. I was like, this, and holes in the stairs, not holes in the stairs, but
there's no like risers.
Right. I'm like, this is probably not kid friendly. So, just, it's really well done. It's super inviting. It's what you want to see when you're booking a short-term rental. So
amazing.
Well done. Give them some love on Instagram. Give them some follows. And I just like also how they started with the barn. And then like Sarah and I always say, what happens is you get bit by the bug. They put their main house that they live in on. And I think they're looking for another property too. So just definitely super well done. And hopefully Sarah and I will get to stay there one day. But with that being said, when you get bit by the bug, Sarah.
Yes.
Which most short-term rentals do. The one thing we want to talk about today is how do you begin with the end in mind? Because, and Sarah and I are going to talk about some experiences that are happening lately. If you're on social media, if you're anywhere on the internet right now, you feel like there's this flood of people buying short-term rentals. But we have to say we've been experiencing a lot of owners, a lot of people in our network actually selling their short-term rentals for a multitude of reasons. And we're going to get into some of those. But we just really want you to always think whether you haven't bought one yet or if you're already hosting. It is a time to kind of sit down. This is a good time of year to sit down and think about the goals of your property and the end. You know, when I say end, like what's your exit strategy? Any small business owner should always kind of know what that exit strategy is and just prepare for it. So we want to go some, we want to go through some scenarios that we're seeing right now of why you, what happens when people kind of reach the end of their property's life cycle or for them, why it's time to sell their property. So if let's get into those.
Yeah. If any of you own a property and live in a property that you own, and if you've ever sold a property that you own, you know, there are complications when it's just trying to move your family out. Add on the fact that there's a living, breathing business going on inside. And there are so many factors I want you to think about. And if you're like, but Sarah Nett, I haven't even started my first short-term rental yet. Or, hey, we just opened up this year. Like, whoa. But here's the deal. You never know where your life is going to take you, where your business is going to take you. And we'll actually share with you a couple examples in our small bubble of experience, but how we have owners and clients that we've worked with that their lives have completely changed in
under
less
2 years.
Than a year.
Yeah, like a lot of these are under 24 and 12 months. They've bought, sold, and flipping on to the next.
So before you decide this episode doesn't have anything that you really are interested in at this time in your life, I encourage you to listen anyway. Lock these things away in the future just in case, and you can come back to it should your plans change. So let's get on to the content that Annette and I have mapped out for you today. And we want to talk about some reasons why you might want to sell, right? Mm-hmm. The obvious reason is maybe the property doesn't serve its function to you anymore. Maybe you are the old school owner that is using a property as your own escape, as your own vacation rental. And I don't know, you're tired of going there. It doesn't serve your family anymore because you've grown or you've shrunk. Like your kiddos are moving all over the place. You don't get together as much anymore in the physical sense. So there's one reason.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's not covering your expenses like it used to. And that could be for many reasons too, Annette, right? Like maybe your creativity in this one property is just spent and it needs a fresh person to be running it to see the potential. Or maybe the market that the home is in is just changed and there's different competition and whatnot. But if your expenses aren't being met and you're actually a cash negative property, that isn't a great investment.
And we've seen a lot of properties recently where there's going to need to be a huge capital investment. Maybe it's a brand new roof. It's a brand new carpet. It really needs, they've been renting it for 15 years and they haven't really changed it at all. And they need to kind of do a complete overhaul of all the decor.
And they don't feel like it.
Right. And they don't want to because that they don't want to dig into it put more capital into it. So that's one of those deciding moments too of like, wait, we know what we need to do to get it up to market standards and they're not interested in it at all. Wait. So, and those could be, whether it's a complete remodel or HVAC, roof, all new appliances. We kind of all know what's going on with supply chain right now. And some people just aren't interested. We have people on Instagram asking us, we need to make these repairs, but we don't know if we're going to have time. When it's a real thing
And right I don't now. Want you to think that you're like getting one over on this unsuspecting buyer, like myself included. Sometimes I see something that you don't see as the mm-hmm. seller, right? Like mm-hmm. I'm like, no, I want to buy this because gosh, I see this amazing thing that we can create or breathe this life into or this concept. And the seller is like, please, I've had it for however many years and I'm done. Like I did my thing.
Or hey, there's a nice piece of land where you could put a carriage house or a secondary structure. You know, there's just mm-hmm. a fresh set of eyes on it. Another thing is just right now the market's really favorable for sellers. Mm-hmm. So if
cash in,
yeah, they might want to cash in. It's like, wait a second, maybe they can do a 1031 exchange. Maybe this is case in point. What's happening with some clients right now is like they're actually selling off some of their properties to go all in on a certain location. You know, it's like, hey, they have some smaller units that are they could sell at kind of the top of the market, and they're going to take all of those earnings to go in another location that's crushing it for them. Mm-hmm. It, lives are changing. Some people want to be all in one. They just have some properties that are sprinkled around, and they want to condense into one neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're just like, hey, it's time to sell that one so I can go all in a certain neighborhood. And we have a friend that's told us like a lot of people do like hit base hits. Mm-hmm. So they'll buy properties kind of everywhere. And they're like, wait a second, if I cash those in, I can do one home run. So that's right. kind of where some of the people that were coming in contact with, that's what's happening. Another thing is like, there might be just some regulations. You know, there's some...
Maybe they bought it without listeners. I don't know if you're new to listening with us, if you're been listening for a while, but Annette and I always say when you run your numbers to buy a property, do not run them with short-term rental numbers. And actually, I know of another podcast host who disagrees with us on that. He's like, no, it's meant to, like, you wouldn't buy a hotel and run it with long-term rental, but we aren't hotels. In mm-hmm. my opinion, we are homes, and there is more than one way you can use a home. And so if you run them with long-term numbers, you know it'll work. I'm not saying you have to go long term, but at least gives you that breathing room if you need it, right? Or a buyer like could see those numbers. So anyway, but if you didn't buy it with those long term numbers in mind, and you can't short term rent anymore because of regulations, you're kind of stuck.
And we want to make a side note. A couple episodes back, we talked about we just went to the Vacation Rental Management Association international. Event. And there was someone that stood up during it and said, during a regulations conversation, a very, very like vacation rental friendly beach town. And someone's like, look, I'm never going to have to, like last year, it's like, I'll never have to worry about that. Our town is built on vacation rentals. And that particular person is fighting for their right to keep their vacation rental business alive right now. So even if you think you're in an area that is completely non-threatened, like no regulations will come in, it only takes, you know, one rule to get overturned. And there's, you know, you're only X amount of weeks per year, or even your homeowners association or wherever you're at. So think about that. We haven't ran into anybody wanting to sell their short-term rental because of that specifically, but we know that that's an issue.
And here's the thing, listeners too. I don't know who said this first, but there's that old saying of you make your money when you buy. So when you buy your short-term rental, you got to buy it smart, because that's when, you know, because after you purchase it, you know, you've got to have a strategy in mind to have it cash flow. So if you buy it right, if regulations do come through, you could still be laughing all the way to the bank, and you can move on to a different market. So I don't want you to be afraid of regulations, because they can happen. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We want you to be aware of that. We're not here to, you know, spread puppies and butterflies all over your podcast. But, you know, so just think about that. Then maybe you just lost interest. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're like, this short-term rental thing sounds amazing, and I'm gonna get into it and all the things, and you're going strong for a year or two. And then you're like, you know what? I want to get into Bitcoin, or I want to get back in my stocks. Like that was my investment strategy.
Or it's we're running into this with some people right now. Like their lives have just changed. They have, you know, they're changing jobs. They're maybe adding on humans into their family. Mm-hmm. So it's really just their priorities have shifted. So again, we just want to let you know, this is one of those things that where Sarah and I are also this huge proponent of not just opening up your calendar in perpetuity because things do change. The market changes. Mm-hmm. You could be fluctuating pricing. Your life could change. So be aware of how far you open up that calendar. And one thing, the next part of this episode that we want to talk about also is if you have someone manage for you, or if you help someone manage their property, or, you know, if you have a contract with a rental, like a vacation rental management company or a co-hosting company, you really need to be aware of the contract and what that entails, because this is a current issue right now that is Sarah's dealing with, where a client is selling the home, but there are days booked, and you guys know how the market is right now. So this home sold very quickly, and luckily the calendar wasn't too far booked out. But let's talk about that, Sarah, and how that is impacting you hosting, co-hosting for this particular property, and what's going to happen to the guest, what's happening to the new buyer, and selling that property as a short-term rental.
Well, listeners, I want to first share with you a little excerpt of our contract that, you know, our lawyer drafted up for us. And this is what our clients sign when they work with us to manage their property. Okay. It's a clause, it's sale of premises. And just bear with me here, but I think this is be good verbiage for you to kind of hear. And I'll try to abbreviate a little bit. But if the owner enters into a contract for sale of the premises before the agreement is terminated, then the owner agrees to all of the following: the premises will not be shown or entered while occupied by guests. The sale contract will contain a provision that, unless the manager otherwise agrees in writing, the buyer will honor all of the existing reservations as of the date the seller notifies the manager in writing of the pending sale contract. And the manager will receive full fees during such period and after closing. The buyer will assume and honor the obligations of this agreement, including all duties of the manager with respect to the short-term rental guests. So I'm sharing that with you because I love all my clients, and some of them listen to the podcast, and I truly, truly mean that. And this particular client actually had just re-signed, I mean, 3 or 4 weeks prior, but didn't read that section of the contract. So what ended up happening is they ended up getting into contract. They said, we're going to sell the property. And I said, great, let me know, you know, what you need from me. And just so you know, we have bookings up into this date. And once you get into contract, let me know, and we'll move on from there. And, you know, none of that happened. But the communication between the seller and the buyer, that was—
And the agents.
And the agents. And the interesting thing is, of course, it was marketed as a very profitable short-term rental. They showed what the numbers have been previously and how you can live, because it's a duplex, you can live for free, you can live on one side, Airbnb the other, Airbnb both. Like, they did all that, but they didn't quite think about the business that was living and breathing during the negotiations, now during the process of getting to closing. And so we've had to scramble, as I've learned that the buyer doesn't know that it's not going to be this thing where they close and the house is
the
just
next
ready.
Day, right?
Yeah.
The next day they can take guests. And most people listening to the podcast, you go on, you know, the MLS right now, and you see if it's being rented by a renter, it's very clear there. Hey, there's a tenant here until August 2022 or whatever. Mm-hmm. I feel like there isn't that same translation with, like, oh, the booking calendar is booked until XYZ. I actually haven't seen that yet on the MLS anywhere. That's like standard practice of, like, there's a tenant there until, and you have to honor that, which I don't know. I haven't encountered that, but that's something really important that I think the realtors need to be educated on, is that if there's a calendar and there are guests there, because Sarah and I wholeheartedly believe, like, you cannot just cancel all the guests, especially like this particular property. Like, Thanksgiving's coming, the holidays are coming. Like, these people probably haven't traveled for maybe 2 years to see their family. This is an important time, and to just leave them high and dry is not acceptable.
Absolutely.
to us.
And not only that, but then, you know, our company is expecting a certain amount of income, right? We book those stays. And while, you know, we have a cancellation policy in place where things can change, it is still expected income. Mm-hmm. And to just call, you know, if you get into contract and to have 30 days notice, it's just, when that's usually the time between, you know, getting into contract and closing, it's just not enough time, right? And your manager who's worked hard to get those reservations, you know, deserves that income. And so there's also part of the contract that says, like, if at all this is changed, that the buyer and seller agree that they, whatever they want to do, the manager still gets paid out from mm-hmm. that expected income. And so I'm sharing this with you listeners, because if you're not a property manager yourself or a co-host, and you get to a point in your vacation rental, your short-term rentals career, where you want to bring on a manager, because maybe you want a break or you're whatever you're doing, to read the sales clause of your contract with that property manager or co-host, because what I just read you isn't standard across every state. Mm-hmm. Every manager is going to have a different interpretation of what they want. They're not saying you can't sell it, but, and I know different, here's some of the different, we just talked to another co-host yesterday who said that in his contract, because he's a broker, that once you go into contract with him to manage your property, I forget what it was, like they must list with him to sell it or something.
Or the contract is void as of that day.
Yeah,
so he can stop posting immediately.
If you don't list with him. Yeah.
Which is, I mean, it's like, hey, I want to be your broker. I want to be your realtor on this.
Yeah.
And if you don't want me to, then I'm not going to host it.
And I think it would behoove, and I guess it depends obviously on the person who's managing a property, but if you love your manager and you have a good relationship with them mm-hmm. and they're a broker who understands the short-term rental market inside and out, I think they would absolutely advocate for a great transaction for you. Another brilliant thing that someone else told me they have in their contract that is that if you don't honor the guest stays, the manager has a right to put a lien, a mechanic's lien, a contractor's lien on your property, and you can't close until either you're paid out or the guest stays are honored. Mm-hmm. So again, like, read that contract. And I want listeners, you to understand why the manager's not trying to be unfair, but it is their business.
And it's a lot of work to try to place people.
Oh,
and
so much
and
work.
People are expecting to stay in the property that they booked.
Right. So, but to let you guys know, that it has worked out with
yes.
our current client. Everyone's happy. Everyone's, you know, we found a win-win scenario and it's going to be fine. But it could have gone better.
but the guests are being taken care of.
Yes.
And then also that's just the part of this new client taking over the short-term rental, you know, there might be some furniture that's like, you know, people try to sell the furniture in the contracts also. So it's just one of those things. You just really want to make sure that you understand the whole contract that you're signing with a management company. If you go that route.
And if you're not, maybe you're self-managing, you can still take some from that whole soapbox moment of you're going to have to deal with
and talk to your agent. Like, hey, I can sell this, but they need to know, like, if we're going to close.
Yes.
Again, let's say it's the middle of the month, like right now. Hey, we can close on the middle of the month.
But we have guests until January. And that's not unheard of to be 3 months. I mean, my goodness, 3 months out is not a long time.
Sure.
6 months out is not a long time. And so
understand that. We've actually gotten a lot of emails from people that have purchased vacation rentals or short-term rentals, and they've accepted those bookings to find out, like, it was really under market rate. So mm-hmm. that's the other thing too. If you're purchasing a place and they do have a calendar booked out, I would really get an understanding for who are those guests that are coming? What was that communication? What are the promises there? What are the nightly rates? Are you at market value? Because we have gotten quite a few emails of people so eager and excited to purchase a home and then understanding they're taking the whole entire busy season with old reservations they're having to
just,
honor.
Yeah.
So really, really dig into that.
But you can take that time that maybe you have to kind of wait to get into your newfound business and make your business plan for when you do take over. So there are some things that you can look
forward
to.
There's a lot of things to think about. And the biggest thing is here on both sides, we want to talk about how to successfully do this. Your agent is going to be... You really want to flesh out the agent that you're going to be working with, whether
yes.
you're selling or buying. But if it's the end in mind, that seller or that agent, make sure they are specialized and they're experts in the short-term rental space. They're going to help you get top dollar. They're going to help with the negotiations. And they're just really going to make it a much smoother transaction for you all around.
Because here's the thing. It's one thing to compare the property to other properties that aren't short-term rentals mm-hmm. or vacation rentals. But an agent who is well-versed in the short-term rental market is going to understand what value you bring by having an operating business already in place, mm-hmm. right? Especially if the seller, you, whoever, is willing to sell the interior components. I mean, it's turnkey potentially. And that has incredible value attached to it. And you as a seller, or you know, you as the homeowner, you need to be paid for that. That, I mean, having a turnkey business, there's extra value there. So there's that. You want to also, if you're able to pick the time to list the property, know your market. When is high season? When is low season? What does that mean for when you go into contract and then you close and all those sorts of things? And what does that mean for your buyer? And how can you make the deal super sweet for your buyer so that hopefully you get a lot of interest and people are going to pay top dollar for the property. So the right time is also imperative.
And this is, we always talk about knowing your numbers. This is when, since you know your numbers, to be able to build out the income potential for the buyer, mm-hmm. you really are going to be able to command top dollar. And that's where having everything documented, knowing exactly what your profit and losses, and being able to give them anything that they need, the bank statements, you know, you can give them what your electric, gas, what your occupancy rates are. Mm-hmm. This is where having those historical numbers is just going to help you crush it when it comes to getting that top dollar. And the more you can like do that highlight reel, I mean, sky's the limit there to get, people are hungry to get into short-term rentals. So if you can, you know, lure them in with true stats and facts, it's just going to behoove you for, you know, your profit at the end.
So speaking of, let's say you get in a contract, don't freak out about having guests in the home while you're getting your inspections and your appraisal, or maybe before you get in a contract, the open house, you can absolutely do that around guest stays. I am a huge stickler to not disturbing the guests. They paid to stay in that home, mm-hmm. listeners. So please don't ask them if you can have strangers walk through the home right. where their personal belongings are. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that people have come to me with that and I'm like, no.
Yeah. I've heard some horror stories about people like agents showing when they're a guest.
Not okay.
They don't want to see some things they don't want to see.
Not okay. but you can still do all those things. So mm-hmm. that it's not that hard. Now, if you have a long short, someone staying for 30, 45 days, which is not unheard of now these days, that's when you can chat with.
Right.
But once you pass that 30-day mark, that in most states, I think, at least in our state, they're considered a tenant. Mm-hmm. And so that's when you give them 3 days notice. We'd like to show the house in these times, and please have your personal belongings, what have you. So there's ways around that. Some things that people don't take into consideration too, when you go to sell your property, you know, you're very excited to hopefully cash in and you have this awesome business you're selling and it's turnkey, then you get hit with the taxes, you know, at the end of the year. So really think about how taxes are going to affect the sale of your property, which might help you or deter you from listing it at a certain time. So there is, if you have not lived in your house for, I think, was it 2 years? You are subject to paying capital gains if it's an investment property. Mm-hmm. So maybe if you've owned it for at least 5 years, you can move back into the property, live in it for a little while, 2 years.
Right. Get creative
and then sell it, right? And avoid paying that high tax. You could also exchange the home, right? You can use a 1031 exchange where you can invest the proceeds of your home into a similar rental property or larger. Mm-hmm. Definitely talk to someone who is a 1031 exchange expert. And there is a time period in which you have to do it too. You can't just take forever to find that next
right.
home. You have to put that money somewhere in a certain time
with the
period.
Intention to, yeah. And the thing about the 1031 exchange, I know Sarah and I we have people in our community that this is very popular for them, that they are cashing in, like we said earlier, on some properties to buy either additional properties or larger properties. So the 1031 exchange is very popular right now. Mm-hmm. And it's always popular, but specifically in the vacation rental market, because it's like, hey, they're mastering their craft and they're like, I really want to go all in on a certain style of property or a location. And this is where the 1031 exchange can really like behoove like the tax shelter there.
Yeah.
and helping people save that money so you can just reinvest it.
I think I would like to share with our listeners, Annette, what we're hopefully embarking on soon.
Yes, for sure.
So one of our amazing owners came to me about a year and a half ago, and she was with another manager at the time. They didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things. And so she had seen us on Instagram and reached out, and we met, and I fell instantly in love with her personality and her goals and just her viewpoint on short-term rentals, and quickly agreed to manage her townhome. And again, a year and a half later, her life has changed. I'm pretty sure she's quite savvy when it comes to stocks and bonds and those kinds of investments. And so she tried real estate. Her family situation has changed. And she's like, you know what? This is requiring more time and more. I need to know more about this industry than I do. And so Sarah, I just want to let you know that I plan on selling the property. And I thought about it for like maybe a night. And I was like, I don't know if I called you, Annette, or whatever. I was like, I think I want to buy this property. Mm-hmm. I know the numbers already. I know the quirks. I've been with it for a year and a half. I know
the neighborhood,
where it can go, where it's been. I know what I would love to improve. And my client had already put some improvements into the home. And so although I was suggesting things to her, just because I'm suggesting things doesn't mean it's the right time for the owner to invest those things. But long story short, she agreed to sell the property to Annette and me. And so we're going to buy it. Mm-hmm. And it's our first property together.
Yeah. And we'll be having more episodes about this because we're going to bring in a third party, AKA my sister, to help with it. But Sarah and I are really excited to share. We're going to get really hands-on sharing all the things that we're hoping to do with this property and really give you behind the scenes, since it's going to be one that we're going to own together. But we wanted to highlight here that this is a cash flow positive short-term rental. It's doing very well. The occupancy rates are great, but it was that begin with the end in mind. You know, this was a property that someone had purchased as when they were single, and then they got married, and then now they're having, you know, more children, they have kids and now more kids. And so it just goes to show that like something can be cash flow positive. It can be real estate, which people, you know, that might be their holy grail of investments. And it's like life just changes. Mm-hmm. And so really thinking about how can this be a smooth transition for the next set of goals. And we're really excited about it because this transition is hopefully going to work for both parties. She's going to be able to make it a really nice return on her investment. Sarah and I are going to be able to continue to build our investment portfolios. And we're going to start to do our investing together with some partners. So it's really just going to be a good exercise. And it's just that proof that things are circular and everyone has
a life.
Yes, it is.
And listeners, we're also going to like, it's not going to be the highlight reel. If we make a bad decision, we're going to tell you about it.
We're going to let you know.
We're going to let you know. We plan on doing some renovations in the home, some design changes.
We'll give you all the numbers.
Yes, you'll track everything.
Yeah, we won't get into it yet because we haven't closed, but we've already had a ton of learning lessons just
structuring the deal
because it's three people bringing three very different things for
to the
table. What the capital investment is here. So we can't wait to share all of this with you very, very soon. We'll take you on the journey and all the behind the scenes and reveal how we want to get this place up. And well, it's already up and running, and we'll talk about that too, because there's a lot of guest reservations that are going to be still taking place as the deal closes. So
yeah.
That'd be good.
All right, listeners. We hope you enjoyed this and every episode. We know the segment at the end when we sign off kind of asks you to do this, but truly, if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, it means so much to us. And you wonder why. It's not just for our egos, although it helps a little bit sometimes because we do work so hard on every single episode. But of course, when we want to get awesome people on the show, we tell them, listen, our listeners love it. Here's why they like it. You're coming on to something really...
Yeah, it's social proof for us to be able to get all the
accolades.
All of the guests that we want to get on the show for you. So.
Yeah, so leave us a review. That would mean so, so much to us. And
we have some good guests coming up soon, too.
Always.
I'm excited.
Always. All right, listeners. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant. And together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.